I'm delighted to be joined by two girls in the studio, Tara Flevin and that girl herself, Emer Hayes. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So, you're off to Kolkata.
Yeah, next Easter.
Okay, great stuff. First of all, we might just get the fundraiser out of the way, which is obviously vital in helping you get there. It's a fundraising cake and book sale. It's this Saturday morning. What can people expect if they go along?
There'll be lots of boxes of cakes and different types of books. All you just pay individually for them, and teas and coffees, just free, whatever you want to take.
Okay. What's like organising an event like this?
You need a lot of support from a lot of people to help offer to bake and to donate books, and then trying to organise people to help out on the day and trying to get a venue to support it. But once you've all that sorted, everyone is willing to help.
Yeah, I'd say you have about 100 cakes being thrown at you left out right center, and books.
100 cakes thrown at you.
Yeah.
So first of all, the books, do you ask people to donate books first of all, or how do you go about getting all the books?
The second I put it out there, everyone was like, oh, I have a box of books, you know, everyone's handing me books, so...
Sure, okay. I have about 1,000 books at home, but like, I'd say she'll be left with a few.
Yeah.
But I'll just bring the really good ones that I know people would love, like the books that I enjoyed or my brothers and sisters enjoyed, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. And large group of your friends and stuff then also donated a lot of books.
Yeah, and they're offering to help out on the day. And
okay. So how many books are you expecting to be there?
Over 100 anyway, I'd say. Yeah. Okay, there's great. A good. Boxes of books.
Okay, great stuff. And the cakes. Who's baking all the cakes?
Loads of homemade cakes. Lots of people have got on to several people I'm related to and just offered to bake cakes, friends, family, and then I think one or two bakers in town have offered to give one or two dozen cakes. So everyone's kind of showing their support.
Okay, brilliant stuff. And on the morning, just come along and don't make a donation, or is it going to be a price on individual cakes?
There's going to be a price on cakes, and I suppose if people want to donate more, they can. There'll be a bucket there, but you just pay for the cakes individually.
Okay, and the books.
Yeah, and the books. There's cake and books. Yeah, it's great to have the two combined. Okay, so that's great. So 10:30 to 2. Anybody you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank the Red Store for letting us use their venue upstairs, their function room, and just everyone who's baking and showing their support and offering cakes and books and everything, and anyone who shows up on the day.
Okay, great stuff. Now, let's get on to the reason why we're doing this, and you're going to Kolkata in Easter. It's a trip that TY students take every year, or a number of TY students take every year. What was it about the trip that got you guys excited, and why did you want to go so much?
Well, when my sister was in transition year, that was the first year that they decided to do it. So like I was trying to help her with her application and everything, but she didn't get it. So like since then, I've just been like, I want to get it so bad, because just the fact that like you're raising money and you know it's going to the street and slum children in Kolkata, like you get to see firsthand
where your money's going
and what you've worked for. Like you get to see how it's being used, like in the creches and the schools, everything like that. You get to see it firsthand, so it's really good to know that, you know, you're raising your money and it's working.
Because all the money raised also goes directly to the Hope Foundation. You know, none of that covers our flights or anything. That's all personal. Any money we raise does go to the kids and to their night ambulance and everything. It all does go to the charity.
Okay, great. So now, when you're over there, what are you looking forward to, and what are you maybe fearing, or what are you maybe least looking forward to when you're over there?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the helpful impact that the money has, you know, seeing the kids who are in the orphanages and are getting the support that they need. But it will also be hard when we're walking through the streets and the slums and seeing the kids who maybe haven't been reached yet, and, you know, how different their life is to us, because we're so privileged and they have virtually nothing, and it'll be a shock to see how they live over there compared to how we are, you know what I mean?
Have you spoken to anybody who's been on the trip before, and do you know what to expect when you get there?
Yeah, there's lots of people in our school who've gone before. I think there was 5 last year, and then 4 the year before, and 2 the year before that. So there's plenty of people who've been before. They all tell us it's a wonderful experience. Like they say, it is really sad to see, but it's also great to see the good impact that you're having. And like we get to do cultural activities as well, so we get a taste of the culture in India as well. We have a sari night, and we learn some Indian dance, and we get to have henna tattoos. So we get as much out of it as we want to. like we get to see everything great that that our money has gone towards, and then we get to experience what life can be like over there as well.
Okay, great. So do you think this is going to be a life-changing experience for you both?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like we were even talking to one of the teachers who are going with us today, and she went last year as well, and she was saying it does change, like when you come back you're kind of thinking about like spending money more, you're more aware of what you're spending your money on and like how other people are struggling. You just kind of stop taking things for granted as much, like it does stick with you. You kind of want to continue helping them then when you come home and get other people involved and show them and tell them your experiences.
So we're speaking to Dara Motherway last year who made the trip, and he'd done a piece actually for the radio, and it really was incredibly powerful, the kind of the story he told about his experience over there, and it really changed him, and you could see the profound impact it had on his life. And you know, I think it's brilliant experience for people to see, because again we're in an area of a privilege for young people. You know, they've so much technology, so much clothes, so much fashion. It's and then to see that the other extreme when kids literally have nothing or nobody belong to them. You know, it's fantastic for any kid to be able to see that also. Be able to fundraise then to help their lives and make their lives a bit better as well. Do you think this might shape your future careers, or is there what you hope maybe it might impact your lives? Might go into care professions or nursing or doctoring or just volunteering abroad or.
I think we're both thinking of working with kids anyway. I think we're both thinking.
Yeah,
like primary school
teachers. Primary school teaching. Okay. But you can see like the difference of the schooling over there, and how when you think about like when I was younger, you know, or when we were younger, how good our schooling was and everything, and just the whole point of the immersion program, which is the program we're taking part in, is students helping students. So you know, we get to see their schooling, and it's so different to ours, but they're still getting their education, luckily, from the help of the Hope Foundation. So hopefully we'll both be able to work with kids, and maybe
hopefully we'll be able to share the stories then with the kids. If ending up teaching, we'll be able to tell them, you know, from a young age, we'll be able to kind of reinforce what we've experienced into those kids and just make them appreciate what they have.
Yeah. What about the Hope Foundation itself? What kind of work do they do, do you think, or in a few sentences, and why is it important for people to support the work that they do?
They set up a lot of orphanages for kids whose maybe parents can't look after them anymore, and they run a night ambulance that some of the older volunteers will go out to the street and the slums at night time, and they'll take in people who maybe don't have an address, so don't have healthcare available to them, and they'll bring them to the Hope Hospital and give them the healthcare that they need without having to pay lots of money for it. Or if you don't have an address, you're not entitled to healthcare over there, so it gives them what they need without, you know, like even when they work over 18, like most of their work is with people under 18, but they still try to look after them and set them up with housing and with career opportunities. And they have a further education centre for the parents as well, to make sure it's a whole family effort, that it's not just help them now and then once they're 18 they're left helpless. They try to teach them skills and teach them how to fend for themselves.
Okay, very good. Is there any, I suppose, I won't say counselling, but maybe some talks before you go there, I mean, and how to prepare for stuff that you might find difficult to see. One thing that I'm always afraid of are in these situations where you see some poor child that you just want to take home with you or whatever, and you know, you find it so heartbreaking. Do you kind of get some talks on how to maybe detach yourselves from some of the stuff that you will see?
Well, we'll be talking to the students who've gone before, and they do tell us about, you know, that it can be difficult at times, but we won't be seeing the extremes because they do try to protect us from that a bit. I know some charities do bring people out to see the extremes, but I don't know. I think, hopefully, that we'll be seeing such sad things.
As well, when we're over there, they bring us out every night as a big group and they make us talk about what happened. I think we were meant to keep a diary over there just to make sure that we're still talking about it over there. You know, we share our experiences with the other students that are there just to make sure that we're not keeping it in and getting upset. We're all getting it out and talking to each other. And they said people do get upset over there. They said they all just talk it out and just share the experience together.
That's good advice. You should certainly experience these things, but it shouldn't be a negative thing. It obviously can be a very positive experience for you guys, and I would think a life-changing experience as well, you know. So the very best luck with it. We probably will speak to you before you go again, I would imagine. Do you have more fundraisers coming up over the next few months?
We're working on dates at the moment, but we will definitely, you'll be seeing more of us.
Okay, great stuff. And maybe on the trip or after the trip, you might drop in as well to let us know how it went and how it changed your lives or how it impacted you guys. Is there a phone number or anything, a Facebook page or anything you can direct people to?
There's an event on Facebook of the cake and book sale that you should be able to find fairly easy. I think we've tagged the Red Store in it, and it's up on Facebook. There's an event with all the details.
Okay. And there's also a phone number here. Can I get this phone number out? 087-137-3578. Does that belong to you guys? No?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's the phone number we have here. So maybe it's... could be maybe your aunt maybe or something. Contact 087-137-3578 for further information on that. But you've heard us all there from the two girls in question, Imre Hayes and Tara Flevin. Fundraiser for Saturday morning, the 15th of September, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a cake and book sale, so loads of classic books there for sale, and also some extraordinary cakes. I do like a nice cake myself, as you can tell. And that's all in aid of the Hope Foundation and these two ladies. And with three other students heading off to...
Four.
So six of you in total, heading off to Kolkata, which used to be called...
Calcutta,
back in the old days, back when I was young, which isn't today nor yesterday, as you can tell. Getting old is not fun. It's not really, it's terrible. It's an awful thing. So the very best luck to you. It is going to be... a great event and a great experience for you. So well done, and well done for doing it.
Thank you.